Psalm 100 says, would you read it with me? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generation. Amen.
Let us pray. Most Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. God, we not only thank you for this day, we thank you for every second of the day. We thank you for every minute of the day. God, we thank you for every week of the day. God, we thank you for every year of the day. God, we ask that you continue to bless each and every one of us. God, we thank you for this day that we have been practicing for weeks at a time. And we want to just thank you, Lord, for these great musicians that have had the patience to teach us how to sing the songs and how to just show the love for God, because he is worthy to be praised. God, we know that you have shown us that how much you care for us and how much you love us. God, each and every day you watch over us. You watch us as we step in our footsteps. You watch us as we get up every morning and put our feet on the floor and we say, thank you, Jesus, for another day. So today, God, we lift our hands to give you praise. Today, Lord, we lift our hands to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for this day. God, we continue to ask that you bless our pastors here today. We ask that you continue to bless the choir today. Touch their voices. Help them to sing, Lord, today. Not for no one that's in front of them, on side of them, but for you, God. Because we know that you are worthy, God. We ask that you continue to watch over the musicians, Lord. Take care of them, Lord. Because you have given them a gift that everyone cannot have. And we just want to thank you for it, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. And we ask that you bless everyone that's in this sanctuary today, Lord, to witness you, Lord, to witness your word, Lord, because we know that you are Almighty God. And we just want to thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This prayer I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good evening. There's a stool here. I guess somebody was trying to say that I'm short. We're so happy to have you here today for our annual musicale. My name is Isaac Moshe, and I have the privilege to serve here at Ebenezer as the minister of music at this historic congregation. It's been in existence for almost 150 years, and we are so excited to have you here. I'm mostly excited to have a dear friend of mine, Mr. Azriel Davis, who played the beautiful Bach Prelude just a second ago. If you'd welcome him to Ebenezer with a big round of applause. We invite you today at Ebenezer to be a part of this worship experience and not to come as an audience member, but to come to worship with us here today at Ebenezer. Amen. Amen. We are so excited. I heard my late pastor say that I belong to a noisy crew. And when you get what I got, you'll get noisy too. So as the service goes on, I'm praying that you'll get what we have and you'll become just as noisy as we are. I want to invite Dr. Leroy Davis, Dr. LaVon Marshall, Pastor Ricky Freeman. I want to invite them down as we do this special dedication to one of our noteworthy members of this music ministry. If you all would come right now as we. Oh, and her son is here. Where are you? Dion. Oh, come, brother. Yes, y'all give him a hand. Amen. Sister Doris Wilhite, and I'm sure you all have read it in your program already, has served the Ebenezer Music Ministry for a very, very, very long time. I remember Ms. Wilhite when I first started here, working under Dr. Quinlan, and Ms. Wilhite was the director for the handbell choirs, because there were multiple handbell choirs, and she served as a director for the one of the youth choirs. She sang in the sanctuary choir. Ms. Wilhite was very hands-on with the music ministry. And I like to brag and say that Ebenezer is one of the only African-American congregations that has a handbell choir here in Austin. And so, though she's unable to be here with us today, Dr. Davis mentioned to me that he would love to honor her. And I said to Dr. Davis, there should be no conversation about it. Let's just do it. And here we are. Unfortunately, she's not able to be with us, but I'm going to read the certificate. It says, Certificate of Outstanding Christian Service presented to Sister Doris M. Wilhite for Outstanding Service and Leadership, Ebenezer Third Baptist Church, Director of Carol Choir, co-founder and first clinician director of the handbell choir and a member of the music staff. October 22nd, 2023, Reverend Dr. Ricky Freeman, senior pastor, Isaac C. Moshe, minister of music. Please give Ms. Wilhite a hand in her absence on today. I have to tease Ms. Wilhite because when she conducts the handbell choir, you can hear her counting all over the church. One, two, three, four. One, two. So today I'm hoping that somebody counts out loud as they play.
My mother definitely wanted me to thank everybody for this recognition. She put a lot of work into the handbells, and I was working on getting her here. Then she looked at me and said, "You are to go represent me." I said, "Okay, Mom, all right." And I'm sure she would love to see this. I'm definitely going to show this to her on the video. Thank all of you for this recognition. This is amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Sister Wilhite, if you're watching, we love you. Ebenezer loves you. The music ministry loves you. The whole church, Ebenezer Baptist Church, loves you, Sister Wilhite.
Good afternoon. We are so happy that you have come to worship with us at Ebenezer Third Baptist Church for our 31st annual music hall. We have come to praise God and lift Him high.
We have come to thank God for who He is and His goodness to us.
So clap your hands, stop your feet, sing along, or whatever the Holy Spirit gives you.
We are excited and glad that you are here.
You are welcome in this place as we worship God in holy songs of joy. Please come again.
My name is Regina Temple Grimes, and I'm a child of God. And I want to just welcome everybody, and to God be the glory. And this is the occasion. This is our choir annual.
Amen.
And it is historic. This is an historic church. Uh-huh. This is Ebenezer Third Baptist Church. Yeah. But I think we may add at some point, this is the historic Ebenezer Third Baptist Church. We come from a long line, and we are blessed with so many composers, choir directors who are composers. They didn't just direct us and play music. People like Virgil Carrington Dewitty, who published a songbook in the 40s. Deshaun Boyd, beautiful music. Lisa Alexander Jenkins, also a composer. And now we have the wonderful, the talented, the gifted, the magnificent Mr. Isaac Moshe, who is our current minister of music. And we are just so blessed to have him with us. So for now, I just want to say thank you, everyone. Thank you for spending time with us this afternoon. I think we've already done our welcomes, but I see a lot of pastors. Thank you, pastors. Thank you for our pastor, Pastor Ricky Freeman, Reverend Dr. Ricky Freeman. Thank you, other leaders in the church, for your support of the music ministry. We just really appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. Davis, Israel, the other guest musicians, the guest singers. We're just going to have a good time today. And if I missed anybody, I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend. I just do sometimes, and I'm sorry. So I apologize for that. So with that being said, I know that we had a wonderful sermon this morning about a new song and singing a new song. And we can't sing our grandmother's song because we didn't live then. And we can't sing even our mother's song, even though we love them.
Yes.
And they can't sing ours. And we can't sing the songs or sponsor worship events like the young adults. But we have to support them and encourage them. And I'm glad to be a part of it. And I just thank you for this opportunity to welcome everyone, to give the occasion. And let's continue to support and encourage each other, no matter what our age or race or whatever. And please join us now. This is a worship service. Amen. This is a worship service. Amen. It's not a spectator's for it. You might want it to be, but it's a worship service. So please join us if you want to. If you think you know the song, come on, stand up, wave your hand. You know, just worship God because of who he is. And you know he's been good to you this week, this day, this morning. So just please, just join us as we sing high and low notes in holy songs of joy from Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, and serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Amen. To God be the glory. Please enjoy.
Ascribe to the Lord the glory due. I'm glad man didn't make raindrops, for he may not water the grain. And I'm glad man didn't make sunshine, for he may not let it shine on me. Oh, I'm glad man didn't create me, for he would surely forsake me. Yes, I'm glad that God made me. He made just like him.
He made me just like him.
And he trusted,
and then he trusted
the whole world in my hand.
About me.
Yeah. And he gave me
wisdom
and knowledge. He gave me eyes to see.
He gave me eyes to see.
And I'm glad about it. Man didn't create me, for he would surely, surely destroy me. Yes, I'm glad, glad that God made me. He made me in his image. He made me just like him. I'm glad about it. I'm glad.
And I'm glad.